Good morning. We are starting the day with a mix of sun and clouds and temperatures in the lower to mid 50s from I-90 north to the lower to mid 60s south of I-90. We will see a mix of sun and clouds through the morning and dry weather across interior New York and New England, and the humidity will begin to rise as a front approaches from the south and west. Temperatures should have no problem reaching the lower to mid 80s on average for daytime highs, and with the increase in humidity and that front approaching, a few scattered showers will develop by mid to late afternoon, and thunderstorms will also develop towards central New York and work their way to the east. So by the end of the day, we do run the risk of a couple of scattered showers and thunderstorms, especially across the Adirondacks, Upper Hudson Valley, and portions of the Mohawk Valley. As we get into the night tonight, more scattered showers and thunderstorms as that front pushes by. Overnight lows will remain on the warm side, and it will be muggy with readings in the upper 60s and lower 70s. That system will continue to slide by during the first half of the day on Thursday with mostly cloudy skies and scattered showers. There's also the chance of thunderstorms through about lunchtime. Then, as the front presses east through New England and out of the region, we'll have more in the way of partly cloudy skies and dry weather for the second half of the day Thursday as high temperatures reach into the lower 80s. More dry weather on Friday with a mix of sun and clouds. The humidity will go down and temperatures will reach the lower 80s once again. A disturbance will cut itself off from the main jet stream flow over the weekend and meander in our vicinity. As a result, we'll have a mix of sun and clouds for both Saturday and Sunday, and right now, while it does look dry with the better chance of showers and thunderstorms well off to our south and west, we still can't rule out that system being a bit closer, so we'll put at least a slight chance of a shower or thunderstorm in both weekend days with highs in the mid to upper 70s. As that system meanders over us early next week, we'll increase the chance of a few more scattered showers and thunderstorms on Monday and Tuesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the threat for severe thunderstorms will shift east today across the Ohio Valley and lower Great Lakes. A potent cold front will be the trigger for these storms, with strong winds and isolated tornadoes possible, mainly across lower Michigan and Ohio. This front will slowly push toward the east coast tomorrow, bringing the chances of showers and isolated storms along with it. At Mount Washington this morning, 90 miles visibility under mostly cloudy skies and 45 degrees with a west wind at 5 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, clear skies and 36 degrees. In Albany on the hour, mostly cloudy skies and 59 degrees, the dew point 53, 81% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 29.98 inches and rising. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny in the mid-80s, Boston partly sunny near 70, and in Buffalo increasing sunshine with highs in the mid-80s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 88 degrees, the low, 58, the average temperature, 73, that's 7 degrees above normal. No precipitation yesterday, still just 0.1 inch for the month, which is now 1.08 inches below normal for June, and 12.39 inches for the year, which is 3.57 inches of precipitation below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 77 degrees, the average low, 55. The record high, 96, set in 2008, and the record low, 36, in 1975. Sunrise this morning was at 5:17 a.m., sunset this evening 8:33 p.m., 15 hours and 16 minutes of daylight, no change from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Partly sunny today with a scattered shower or thunderstorm and highs around 80. More scattered showers and storms tonight, lows in the upper 60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, A mix of sun and clouds and more humid today with an isolated thunderstorm later in the day and highs in the mid-80s. Scattered showers and storms tonight, lows in the lower 70s. For the Northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the Southern Adirondacks, partly sunny and humid today with scattered showers and thunderstorms and highs in the mid to upper 80s. More scattered showers and storms tonight, lows near 70. For the Southern Catskills, Taconics, and Southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds and more humid today with an isolated thunderstorm possible later in the day and highs in the lower 80s. Scattered showers and storms tonight, lows in the upper 60s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds and more humid today, with a scattered shower or thunderstorm possible later in the day, and highs in the mid-80s. Scattered showers and storms tonight, lows in the lower 70s. Region-wide for tomorrow, morning showers and possibly a thunderstorm, then scattered showers and thunderstorms through about lunchtime. A cold front passing by, then breaks of sunshine in the afternoon with highs in the lower 80s. A mix of sun and clouds with lower humidity Friday, lower 80s. Partly sunny Saturday and Sunday, just a slight risk of a shower both days, mid to upper 70s. And mostly cloudy Monday and Tuesday with a few showers both days and highs near 80. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.